Tammy and Rob in the morning on 105.1 The River. Good morning. It is 7 minutes after 8 o'clock as we get going here on a Wednesday morning. Your River Ticket Blitz is on the way here this hour. Hang in for the cue to call. Your chance to win $100 from the OLG for Lotto 649 going down tonight and an estimated jackpot of $5 million. Joining us on the phone today is Kelly Bowl from the ECCDC.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Kelly, for having me.
The Early Childhood Community Development Center. So
yes, you got it.
DC.
Well, I've known Kelly Bowl for a few years now. I've emceed their events or their awards banquet.
Mm-hmm.
I think three years running prior to the pandemic. And I don't know how many times I tripped over ECCDC. So Kelly finally said, well, you know what my husband says, just call it ACDC.
In the end, I suppose it all works.
But what do you have a friend or a friend of yours calls it?
Oh, she refers to us as ECDC Elemental PC, but it is a mouthful.
Anyway, there's a reason why we're not making fun of letters here. You're joining us on the phone because you've got a little project coming together here to start off the new year in 2022. And you've partnered with the Kiwanis Clubs here in Niagara. So let's chat about that. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, great. So first I'll just set the stage by sharing a little bit about the ECCDC. So we are a charity that we've been in existence for almost 30 years. And we offer training, pedagogy resources, and organizational support for early learning professionals. And we receive our funding locally through the Niagara region. But we also support childcare programs across the province as well as nationally. And that really fits in well with Kiwanis' global organization of volunteers because they're dedicated to improving the world one child and one community at a time. So we've been really fortunate to work with our three local Kiwanis clubs, the Stamford Kiwanis Club, the St. Catharines Kiwanis Club, and then also the Welland Kiwanis Club for more than 20 years on a bunch of different projects. So for this particular project, we're really grateful to the Kiwanis Clubs for their donation of more than $20,000.
Nice.
For this treasure baskets project. Yeah. So we're going to be providing more than 170 childcare programs in Niagara with some innovative infant and toddler materials to use with the children. So for basically infant and toddlers, but the materials will also be adaptable for other age groups. And we'll also be providing all of the educators with training that they can use to take back to their teams to share new strategies on how to use these materials.
Very good. So the training is going to start at what point?
We're going to be starting in January and into the first part of February.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah, fantastic.
So these treasure baskets contain materials for helping out infants and toddlers, you said, right?
Yeah, so it'll help them to develop those really important critical thinking skills and imaginative skills and give them some opportunities to scaffold their learning with sensory opportunities and things that are going to challenge their thinking, despite them being so young.
Right.
They are our youngest learners, so we want to make sure that we're providing them with all the opportunities we can for them to grow and develop.
That is awesome, Kelly. Thanks for the info here today. And we should just give a round of applause and a shout-out to the Kiwanis Clubs here, St. Catharines, Welland, and in Niagara Falls and Stamford, for that $20,000 donation to make this happen. So a round of applause to them. Thank you, Kiwanis Clubs. And Kelly, thanks for the chat here this morning, and keep us up to date on all the activities going on with your organization. We appreciate it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me, and hopefully we will see you at our next Awards of Excellence event coming up in 2022.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
When you think pets, normally cats and dogs come to mind. Pet